cry on. So I invite you to close your eyes and allow this moment to be a time of introspection. You have just heard 7 guidelines of discernment. And so in this quiet time, let us engage our engine of discernment. Is the love of God real or not? What does your engine of discernment say to that question? Could there be a bigger truth beyond the 3D, the 4D that we exist in? What does your engine of discernment say to that question? Is cryon real or not? When cryon says, I am in love with humanity, what does your engine of discernment say to that question? Am I important? Does my life matter? Am I alone? Am I loved? Am I a piece of the Creator? Again, what does your engine of discernment say to these questions? And for the next test of discernment, I invite Lee to open a portal of communication where the man Lee steps aside so that the energy of cryon, who has never been human, pours through this portal to communicate with us. And I ask you, in that communication, what does your engine of discernment say about the message we are about to receive?
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, I open a portal of love. I am in love with humanity. I am here to love humanity. And the messages I give are so that the humans who are awakening will have solace, peace, hope, and healing in their lives at a difficult time. Here is the subject for today. Is it possible that history actually repeats itself? Now, that's a big one, because there are those who would say, it seems so. I mean, just take a look at it. And then there are others who would say, interestingly enough, there is science behind it. And then there are others who say, no, it cannot be, because humans control their own history and their own future and their own now. So how could it go in a circle? How would that be possible? So I'm going to give you a definitive answer. Does history repeat itself? And the answer is yes, it does. And it is so obvious to any historian, any sociologist. If you take a look at the history of this planet, especially what I will call recent history, you're going to see that which is not just a repeat, but it's a profound repeat. War begets war begets war. And you've done it for eons. It just seems that after one conqueror has done its thing, another one comes along to do its thing. And truly, if you mark and measure history, the best way to remember it is wars. Who conquered who, when, how it worked. The wars all have names. Often the wars represent the ones who were leading the wars or the ones who were in charge during the wars until you started numbering them. Now, that's recent history. You have World War I. It was kind of solved, enough so that you celebrated a peaceful time. But it's almost like World War I, you took a break to regroup yourselves. And you went right into World War II for the same reasons you got World War I. If you take a look at it, it almost seems to be not just a repeat, it's a never-ending cycle. And this, of course, led you to the prophecies, perhaps even within the scriptures, of World War III. Dear ones, what the indigenous told you, what the scriptures told you, wasn't that you were going to have a World War III. They told you of a startling change that is coming. And on or about the year 2000, working into 2012, there would be change. And some read it to mean destruction and the end of the world. Now that is common. And we've spoken it before with those who will go out and look at the future and come back and see things. They're seeing a biased human view. Spirit will show them something that is radically different, a final battle of dark and light. They'll come back with a message of destruction, total destruction. That is a human bias. That's not what you got, is it? Where is World War III anyway? What happened in the year 2000 with the Armageddon, anyway? Does history repeat itself? Yes, it does. Is history going to repeat itself? No, it isn't. I have made a statement to you, and now I'll enhance it. This is not your grandfather's world. It just isn't. And I'm not talking about your technology. I'm talking about your consciousness. This may get too confusing and too technical. But I will tell you there is a cycle of history that works in a machine, you might say, of dimensionality that depends upon the consciousness that exists at the moment. If the consciousness doesn't change, the same things that caused the first war will then enhance it and create the second, or the third, or the fourth. Like a train track around a Christmas tree, perhaps, from last month. And the train goes around the track and around the track and around the track and never seems to change. Always around and around. History feels like that to a historian. But what you don't know is that when the train changes, a new track is then created. Now, some say this could be measured literally with the dimensionality of physics when it comes to that which are the lines of time. We have discussed with you that the future perhaps is not what you think. There may be many futures depending upon what humans do. That the potentials of where you're going are always there to be read. We have discussed this. We'll discuss it more. But for now, I want you to picture this for a moment. What happens in the future depends upon what happens now. May I review yet again? If you talk to those who talk about multidimensionality and the reality of it, the past, the present, and the future, past, present, future, all reside in one space, the now. Now that is a tough one for almost everyone. In this series of futures that we're giving you this month, the four, that is one of the themes. If the future exists now, you ought to be able to tap into some of it. And they do, and you do. So does Spirit. But it is measured by what is happening now. We've talked about the snowball running down the hill, which perhaps is your future and all that. But if you're not creating a new snowball, the old one is still running down the hill. What if the snowball you created years and years ago was always running down the hill and it was war? It'll always continue. And you can look in front of the snowball and say, well, here's where it's going. But if you create a new one, it goes to a certain destination that's different from war. This may be confusing to you. I'm just telling you this. You have a new consciousness today that this planet has never, ever seen. And that alters the train track around that tree. I'm speaking to a culture now that celebrates a holiday with a train track around a tree. Imagine for a moment that little train around that tree gets a siding because the train has changed color, perhaps. And perhaps it gets tired of going around that tree. That's the way history revealing itself, changing itself, or repeating itself works. Yes, history has been repeating itself, and you can go back and see it and see it and see it and see it and marvel at how human beings keep trying to solve problems by doing the same dysfunctional thing and coming up with the same answer. It didn't work. And now the consciousness starts to change of what may work instead, and it does not involve war. You might say, well, yeah, well, look at now. There's wars now. I'll say it again. Did you take a look at how this planet has responded to the wars that are here? How it's repelled almost every country or civilization that it had to occur at all? And they want to stop it as quickly as they can. They're not joining in like they did in World War I and World War II and all the other wars. They didn't leap on the bandwagon and take sides and go for it like they did before. Instead, they stuck back and said, how can we help the refugees? How can we make this shorter? How can we make this end? This is what happened. That's different. You have changed the way the train is going. Will it still go in a circle? Probably not. Because what's in your future is continued evolvement, not a stuck energy like you've had so far. Again, I will answer. History has been repeating itself. You can see it. And it stopped and moved just about the time you were told things would start happening in the year 2000, slightly before, moving into 2012. Fulfilling many of the indigenous prophecies and even that of the church, who saw it one way, but it's still a massive change. Dear ones, I'll tell you yet again, listen carefully. You're in a new future you have never been in before. That's a funny statement, but it's the truth. You are creating a new track that you're on. You've straightened it out. It's going toward the light instead of in a circle of continual darkness. This is not your grandfather's world. I come to you as Kryon in love with humanity to give you perhaps the most hopeful news I could ever give anyone. New news that no one perhaps is giving you like this. But all over this planet right now, there are those into channeling, visions, metaphysics, intuition, who are all telling you the same thing. Consciousness seems to be changing. The way humans think seems to be changing. What human beings want seems to be changing. The way human beings used to ally with their leaderships is starting to change. Leaders themselves are starting to wake up and change and realize they will not be leaders much longer if they don't listen to the public, who is saying, we're tired of this or that. We're tired of the hate that is there. We're going to demand a little more function and less dysfunction. We need a little more compassion and love in very, very various places that are all over the planet. And we are the majority. That's what humans are starting to say. Oh, there's much to solve, of course. Crying has been called the Pollyanna channel sometimes. That may mean things to you. Always good news. I want to tell you something. Yes, because the news is good. I'm only reporting what's there. Beautiful things are there for you. There is so much hope for this planet. That snowball of global peace is still running down that hill on target, on track. It may take a generation. You don't want to hear that. But when it arrives, you'll be here. What can I say to you besides this? I am in love with you for good reason. Spirit loves you, every one of you, for good reason. You're here on purpose. You're not a victim of the planet. Awaken. Awaken to God inside and goodness. And see that others around you will want the exact same thing. It's time. And so it is.